You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
It's not luck, it's not magic, it's not circumstances. It's developing a great plan and executing on it day in and day out until the visions in your head become your reality. That's a quote by Andy Frisella, CEO and founder of First Form, and also the creator of the 75 Hard program. And my friend, on this episode, I just completed recently, last week actually, 75 Hard. And on this episode, I want to share with you what I gained from the experience, what I learned about myself, what I liked, what I didn't like, what were some of the challenges, and there were many, you know, what I had to overcome. Kind of share with you about the program, why I decided to do it, and the parallels that I've taken from that experience and how I'm applying that to my life and business. So I really want you to listen to this episode, but a couple housekeeping items first. Go ahead, if you haven't listened to episode 514 and 515, I'm going to go ahead and put those links in the show notes, and I think that will complement what I'm going to talk about on this episode. And the other thing I want to direct you to is, you know, as I continue to have conversations with successful real estate investors. Last month, we had our Ascend Mastermind retreat. And one of the challenges from a business perspective that, you know, people were just talking about is how to generate higher quality leads. And one of the resources I shared with them, I did a training not too long ago, a 5-part training with my good friend, Trevor Mott, who is the founder and owner of Carrot, on how to quickly generate the most qualified, motivated seller leads and produce high margin deals without investing a bunch of your time and money. Go to alexlovescarrot.com. alexlovescarrot.com. You can just go ahead and put your name and email there. This is 100% free. It's all content, probably well over an hour worth of just pure content, nothing for sale. Training one, you know, we talk about how to scale your online leads, attract motivated sellers, and boost your ROI. In training two, it's the fast and effective formula for determining your marketing budget, so that you know exactly, you know, how much money you can throw at marketing, what you can spend per lead and per deal. The third training, how to structure your top converting website to deliver high margin deals and maximum results. Again, my friend, this is 100% content. And, you know, Trevor and I are kind of breaking down everything you need to know to generate more high quality, motivated seller leads online. The fourth training, the 3 proven content marketing strategies that find your best prospects and attract them to you instantly. And then last and certainly not least, you can tell this is pretty comprehensive in everything you're going to need to know here, how to avoid the hamster wheel marketing that plagues most investors and how you can have high performing evergreen marketing that works for you 24/7. I know that was a mouthful, but head over to alexlovescarrot.com. You can access that 5-part video training series for free. So now that we've taken care of that housekeeping item, 75 hard. Okay. Let me kind of share a quick story, and let me start with, you know, it was probably about a year and a half ago, I was leaving Orange Theory really early, and Andy Frisella had recently come out with this 75 Hard program, and I had been hearing about it kind of through the grapevine, through my network, and I wanted to check it out, see what it was all about. And Andy Frisella is very kind of in your face, brash, tells it how it is, you know, kind of love him or maybe not like him kind of dude. I happen to like him a lot. I think he's very sharp, and he's got a certain mindset that he's developed throughout the years. And he's got a really fascinating story as well, where he talks about his brush with death and how he got stabbed in the face and how he had to deal with the insecurities of, you know, scarring and how he looked and how he was resilient and how he overcame. So he's got a really inspiring story. I definitely recommend you guys plug into his, you know, his podcast. At the time, it was called the MFCEO Project. And, you know, and now it's called Real AF. So we can link it up in the show notes. But 75 Hard, you know, people think it's a physical training program. People think it's a workout. People think it's a diet. It's none of the above, although it does include components of those things. It's really, at the end of the day, it's a mental toughness challenge that involves you doing a handful of things consistently without compromise every single day for 75 days straight. Every single day without compromise for 75 days straight. You know, we've all heard that. I've heard it takes 21 days to develop a habit. I've also heard it takes 30 days to develop a habit. Andy kind of took it a step further and said, if you do something for 75 days straight, consistently and without compromise, you will develop habits. It will give you confidence and you will develop a mental toughness that's needed to succeed in life and business. I mean, let's be honest. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, you have dealt with adversity and challenges at one point or another in your life. I know I have. And that's not going to go away. You know, I forgot who it was that said, don't ask for life to be easier, but ask for you to become tougher, or you to become mentally stronger, or for you to be able to deal with the challenges, setbacks, obstacles, and adversity that life throws your way. And what 75 Hard forces you to do is to develop this mental toughness. In fact, you know, he, in his book, 75 Hard, which is one of the handful of books that I read during this process, he talks about we all have an inner bitch voice. And what you need to do is learn how to quiet that inner bitch voice. We all have it, right? We all deal with fear, sometimes self-doubt. And by the way, those two things are very different. You know, Tim Grover in his book, Winning, which is another one of the books that I read, talks about there's a big difference between fear, because we all face fear at one point or another, and self-doubt. Fear is understanding and looking at it for what it is and still moving forward. Self-doubt is letting it free, allowing yourself to let self-doubt freeze you and not move forward. So there's a big difference between those two. And so let me kind of, when I first heard about 75 Hard, my initial kind of gut call was like, wow, that's pretty intense. Like, I don't know that that's needed. Like, why do something so intense? I mean, we're talking about drinking a gallon of water every single day for 75 days straight. We're talking about doing two workouts a day. Both have to be 45 minutes long. One has to be outdoors and they can't be consecutive. In fact, I think you need to have a 4-hour buffer in between. We're talking about reading 10 pages of something that's personal development, business marketing. In other words, it can't be fiction, every single day. We're talking about taking a progress picture every single day. And as easy as that sounds, I know many people that's been their stumbling block, is forgetting to take the progress pic. And so that's, so what do I got? I got the, oh, and then you have to follow a diet, you know, and you get to choose the diet and you get to choose your workouts. You got to follow a diet without compromise. And then there's no cheat meals and no alcohol, right? Those 5/6 things that you have to do every single day for 75 days straight without compromise. And so when I first initially heard about 75 Hard, I was like, wow, that's pretty intense. Like, more power to people that do it. But like, I wasn't really interested. I didn't reject it completely, but I just wasn't interested. And then earlier this year, I went on vacation with my family. I took the family to Marco Island. You know, we usually go there once a year, and we were staying at a resort, and I was on the beach, quite honestly, not feeling great about my body. And I'm somebody that, you know, while I have dealt with fear and some self-doubt in the past, I consider myself a pretty confident guy. And I just wasn't happy with where I physically. I wasn't out of shape. It's not like I'm not healthy, but I was accepting mediocrity. And, you know, I think it's Tony Robbins that has always said, you know, average is the enemy of greatness, or something along those lines. And I think I had accepted mediocrity. And I had always talked about, man, I want to get back to, like, you know, how I was in my 20s and early 30s, where I had a six pack and I had lower body fat and I felt good, better anyways. And I told my wife on that trip, I said, you want to know what? As soon as we get back, I think we were like 2 days until the trip was ending, I said, I'm going to start 75 Hard. And I happened to look at a calendar and I realized that this may spill over into our big Greece trip. So last year, for, you know, right before COVID, my wife had been working hard to plan this epic Greek island hopping trip for about 22 days. Obviously, COVID happened, so we had to push that back. So in fact, if you're listening to this at the time of the recording, I'm in Greece right now with my family, and we're going through that trip at this moment. So we're experiencing that. So make sure you follow me on social media if you want to check out just some of the cool places that I'm blessed and fortunate to be able to go to. But I told my wife when we were in Marco Island, I said, I'm going to do 75 Hard. I'm going to commit to it. I'm going to do it. So I took 2-3 days to figure out kind of like what I wanted to, what kind of diet, what my workouts looked like. And I started to get bogged down in some of the details. And I realized that, like, I just need to commit and do this. So again, just to recap, it's drinking a gallon of water every single day, 2 45-minute workouts a day. One of them has to be outside and they have to be separated between 4 hours, 10 pages of personal development or nonfiction every single day that you're reading, a diet that you're following, no alcohol, no cheat meals, and a progress picture every single day. So I committed to it, and my 75th day was the day we were hopping on a flight to Greece, which was last week. If you're listening to this when it's getting released, So I said, I'm committing to it. I'm going to do it. I told myself last year that I wanted to look and feel as great as I ever have for my 40th birthday. And I need to stop accepting mediocrity and just kill average. Stop it in its tracks. So, you know, if you're listening to this, I want you to think, where are you accepting average and mediocrity in your life? And if you talk about wanting something, are your actions aligned with your desires? Because you don't get what you want in life. You get the type of person that you are. Like, the type of person you are is what determines what you're ultimately going to get. Okay. So you don't get in life what you want. You get what you set out and work for. And it's not about working hard. I know a lot of people that work hard. You also have to work smart. Okay. So 75 hard. So I started, I think it was like April 12th that I started. And I remember the first like 5-6 days I was checking in with some people that I had done it. You know, Terry Royce, a good friend, another one of our Ascend members who had gone through the program, and he was kind of checking in with me. I had some accountability partners, you know, so I had my good friend Adrian, who operated our real estate investing business for many years, and just a really close friend, Ian Horowitz, who I recently had on the podcast, you know, currently a full-time firefighter and has built a multi-asset empire of multifamily, self-storage, single-family rentals, etc. So the three of us were doing 75 hard, and we were acting as each other's accountability partners because it's, pun intended, it's hard. And I remember 5-6 days into this thing, I was like mowing through it. I was like focused. I was determined. I remember at the beginning feeling so concerned about missing something, like forgetting to take a picture, or, you know, one of the things in my diet was no sugar in my coffee, and forgetting, and, you know, by mistake, putting sugar in the coffee. And here's the thing. If you compromise and or you screw up on one thing, you have to start back from day one and go through it again. And I did not want to be doing this while I was in Greece. I wanted to enjoy Greece and not have to work out twice a day and not have to, you know, worry about taking a picture every single day and things of that nature. So anyway, I had a conversation with my buddy Terry, and I'm like, dude, honestly, this isn't as hard as I thought it was. You know, this was like day 5, day 6. And he told me, he's like, he kind of started chuckling. He's like, just wait, just wait. So sure enough, as I started to get into day 14, 15, day 20, it became even more challenging because the newness, the shininess of it, the excitement had started to kind of wear off, and my body started to get even more sore. So one of the things that I'm working on that has gotten better is I deal with some inflammation in my legs, and this soreness and the two workouts a day, it had just taken the soreness to a new level. And so, you know, 2 weeks into this, 3 weeks into this, I was just feeling so sore, like my body, and it just, you know, I wasn't used to doing two workouts a day. And so I had to grind through that and persevere. And I had to, one of the things I learned early on is that I needed to start drinking water in the morning right away. I needed to take my progress picture in the morning first thing. It's, in fact, I conditioned myself that, like, right after I brush my teeth, it's take off my shirt, progress picture time, like every single day. And I didn't screw up on that at all. I took my progress picture, I think, all but 1 or 2 days that I pretty much take it in the morning. And then I had to get that first workout in, ideally outdoors, first thing in the morning, right? And then right when I got back from my workout, get the reading in. There were days where I didn't get that second workout in, and I found myself doing the workout late at night. There were days that I had to get the reading done late at night, and I had some brain fog, and I just wasn't all there. And it was my fault because I wasn't disciplined enough throughout the day. And one of the things that 75 hard taught me is not so much time management, but priority around my, like, prioritizing the task and what I had to do throughout my day. Here's the thing about 75 hard. It's not just that you're doing these 5 components. It's that you're doing these 5 components in addition to everything else and all your other responsibilities, still running a business, you know, still producing podcasts, coaching calls. Obviously I'm a family man. Like, that stuff doesn't get put on the shelf. You still got to continue doing those things, and you have to do these other things. But I found myself with each week that passed gaining more confidence, and I started to see results in my body. I started to see things change. And what I realized was that bitch voice that Andy Frisella talks about, every now and then I could hear him talking, and I had to slap him, right? Metaphorically speaking, I had to quiet that down. And every single time that voice popped up, I knew that I had to do something to overcome it. And every single time I took some sort of action, whether it was get my workout in, whether it was drink more water, whether it was make the right choice when it comes to the food, I was starting to like quiet that voice down more and more with every single day that passed. So yeah, just some of the things those are some of the things I learned. Having an accountability partner, getting the morning workout, the water, the picture, first thing in the morning, not waiting till the end, prioritizing your time. In fact, you know, so last month we had our Ascend Mastermind retreat. It was an incredible experience, phenomenal event, got so much positive feedback, and you know, lives continue to be changed and impacted in a positive way. And I was slightly concerned, not concerned that I wouldn't do it, but like prioritizing my time, because those days, you know, we start at 8 a.m. and we go till about 4 to 5 o'clock, right? And so I had, you know, I was waking up at 4:30 in the morning, those, and I was getting my outside workout in West Palm. I was trying to get my reading done early in the morning, but what I found, what was most challenging, was that we had about an hour and 15 minutes for lunch. And right when we would break for lunch, I would like run to my room, get changed, go to the gym, get my 45 minutes in. While I was at the gym, placed a call to the restaurant to order some food, run to the restaurant to grab the food, go to my hotel room, like scarf it down in like 3-4 minutes, hop in the shower, get changed, and be back in the room. And I was literally back in the room like minutes before we were getting started. In fact, it was funny. Somebody like commented that like, did you shower? Because like, you're still kind of sweating. And I was like, yeah, I showered and I'm still sweating after the shower because of just like how much I was hustling. But that's the whole point with this, is that it has to be hard for you to gain whatever it is that you want, whether it's mental toughness, whether it's confidence, whether it's, you know, a change in your body, getting more energy, feeling better, getting stronger physically and mentally, also emotionally. And, you know, so some other things that I gained from it, I read 5 books. I read Atomic Habits by James Clear, which in fact, if you go to episode 515, I kind of broke some of that down. I read 75 Hard by Andy Frisella. I read The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, The Surrender Experiment. Phenomenal book. Unlike many books I'm accustomed to reading, you know, it was all about like letting go and letting the flow of life happen. Like still taking action, but not being so much tied to the end result. Phenomenal book. I don't think I'm really doing it justice. Winning by Tim Grover and Relentless by Tim Grover. So I gained so much insight and perspective and wisdom from reading those books. It got me back in the habit of reading daily. I enjoy reading, but sometimes I kind of skip out on the daily reading. So now I'm back in the habit of daily reading. In fact, I'm here in Europe and I'm still working out, still reading. I'm not going to lie, I am enjoying a little bit of wine here and there, you know, and that's one thing I chose to, obviously that's part of 75 Hard, is no alcohol, no cheat meals. So, you know, anyway, I'm enjoying that, but there's so much I gained from it. And then also I realized that I was inspiring people without that being my intention, you know, because people were asking me about it. People were complimenting me. And I don't need that. I wasn't fishing for compliments or anything, but I saw people kind of thinking different, like, hey, if he can do that, I can do that. Or I can do something similar. Like, what's holding me back? And life isn't always going to be easy. In fact, life can be very challenging. It can be hard. And so I think it's important to develop that mental toughness. And by the way, 75 Hard isn't the only way to develop that mental toughness. You know, just there's many ways to do it, right? But I'm inspired by people like David Goggins. You know, he's the author of a book, Can't Hurt Me. And the guy's just an animal and a beast. I mean, just Google him, YouTube some of his podcasts. David Goggins, Can't Hurt Me. I mean, some of the things that guy puts his body through. And that's something that I learned also through this 75 Hard program, is that you are capable of so much more than what you think you're capable of. Your body, your mind has several levels beyond where you think you can go. So I remember there was times where I was like just dead tired. I didn't think I could keep going as far as certain workouts are concerned. And you have another gear, you have another level. You just have to mentally get to that place. And the same, you know, applies to anything you're doing in your business or in your personal life, whatever the case might be. You have levels beyond where you think you can go. So anyway, just wanted to kind of share with you my experience. I'm so glad I did it. In fact, I recently learned that 75 Hard is like the first step of 4 phases. There's 75 Hard, then there's phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3. And what I understand is the idea is to do all this within a year. So you're supposed to take a month off between 75 Hard and phase 1. So I'm currently in that period right now, but you know, I've gained a lot from this. I'm glad I did it. It certainly wasn't easy, but the biggest thing I think I learned if I had to summarize this particular episode, and the biggest thing I learned and what I ultimately want you to take away from this episode is that you have to focus more on what you're going to gain than complain or make excuses about the sacrifices and the struggle that you're having to endure. And I found myself midway through the process, not complaining, but just sharing with my wife, like, man, like, this is an inconvenience, right? Because we'd go out to, like, my wife and I are kind of, I don't know if we call each other ourselves foodies, but we like to dine and enjoy, you know, certain foods and desserts and certain wines and things of that nature. And I remember I'd be going out to dinner with my family every weekend. And, you know, I think to myself, man, it sucks. I'd really love to have that. And I had to switch it from, man, it sucks, which is i.e. the sacrifice, the excuse, the complaint, what I'm giving up, quote unquote. And I had to quickly switch that. And I learned to switch it to, what am I gaining in the process? Who am I becoming in the process? And that's what it's all about. And what I was gaining and becoming and the choices I was making was making me a better person and giving me that mental fitness, the physical fitness that I need to accomplish all the things I want to accomplish in my life. And I'm setting an example for my daughters and for my family and for the people that are watching me. So that's the biggest thing I learned, is to focus on what I'm gaining and who I'm becoming and who I'm impacting indirectly or directly, versus allowing the bitch voice to complain or make excuses or talk about, oh, I wish this were easier, or oh, I wish I could have that. So that's the biggest thing I learned. If you got any value out of this episode, I would love for you to share it with somebody, or just, you know, reach out to me, tag me on social media. I want to continue to connect with you and start dialogues. And that's all I got for today's episode. It went a little longer than I normally like to go on these solo shows, but I had a lot to share with you. You know, this is pre-recorded, so I'm in Europe right now. Connect with me on social media. And again, if you want to learn how to quickly generate the most qualified, motivated seller leads and produce high margin deals without investing a bunch of your time and money, head over to a 5-part video training series that my good friend Trevor Mock and I created over at www.alexlovescarrot.com. Get plugged into that training, and I look forward, as always, to reaching out to you, to speaking to you, connecting with you on the next episode. Take care, my friend. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is, if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.